Blackstone presents Becoming Abolitionists, Police, Protests, and the Pursuit of Freedom by Derica Purnell. This book is read by Karen Chilton. To Juice, Garvey, Mavis, Derek III, and Demi Elise, and those to come. To Virginia, and to the maroons, artists, misfits, and political prisoners whose sacrifices propelled us closer to freedom. Introduction. How I became a police abolitionist. We called 911 for almost everything, except snitching. Nosebleeds, gunshot wounds, asthma attacks, allergic reactions. Police accompanied the paramedics. Our neighborhood was making us sick. From 1990 until 2006, my family moved among four apartments in a modest complex called Hickory Square. It was located at the edge of the Gate District between Jefferson and Ohio in St. Louis. A Praxair industrial gas storage facility was at one end of my block. I had no idea what it was until one year gas tanks exploded one by one. Grown-ups panicked that the explosions were another 9/11. Scorching asphalt burned our feet as we fled because there wasn't enough time to put on shoes. Buildings and cars immediately caught fire, and shrapnel pierced the trees and the houses. 9,000 pounds of propane exploded and burned that day. Minnie Cooper died from an asthma attack related to the noxious fumes. The black mother of three was only 32. At the other end of my block, there was a junkyard with military airplane parts in full view. The owner of the lot collected the parts as a hobby and had at least 26 U.S. and Russian warcraft machines. Each one ranged in value between $10,000 and $75,000, and shipping costs could be as high as $30,000. One man's treasure came at the cost of exposing poisonous particles to children in the neighborhood every day. His lot still sits directly across the street from my middle school's playground. The fish seasoning plant in our backyard did not smell. The yeast from the nearby Anheuser-Busch factory did. Car honks and fumes from Interstate 64 filtered through my childhood bedroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?